在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
And the presence. You asked if it was over. The truth is it never even began.
What?
Yeah, I called the whole thing off this morning.
He called it off?
Were you a friend of the bride? Or the groom?
What's up with this weather, huh?
Yeah, what happened to spring?
So, all right, let's get into it. What kind of pep talk do you want?
What do you got?
Well, I've got the inspirational, you can achieve anything you dream about. Very popular. Not appropriate for this. Of course, there's the...Don't worry, there's more fish in the sea, Pat.
No.
We can always fall back on the classic. When God shuts a door, he opens a window.
How about telling me I did the right thing?
I don't have to tell you. I wrote it.
What's this?
It's your obituary.
Nice.
Turns out I had writer's block pending your best man speech, and that's what ended up coming out. Blame it on the day job.20, right?
Thanks. You going to see Courtney?
Absolutely. I needed this. You know, the Greeks didn't write obituaries. They only asked one question after a man died. Did he have passion?How do I look?
Like a jackass. Good luck, man.
Jonathan Traeger, prominent television producer for ESPN, died last night from complications of losing his soulmate and his fiance.He was 35 years old. Soft-spoken and obsessive, Traeger never looked the part of a hopeless romantic. But in the final days of his life, he revealed an unknown side of his psyche. This hidden quasi-Jungian persona surfaced during the Agatha Christie-like pursuit for his long-reputed soulmate, a woman whom he only spent a few precious hours with. Sadly,The protracted search ended late Saturday night in complete and utter failure. Yet even in certain defeat, the courageous Traeger secretly clung to the belief that life is not merely a series of meaningless accidents or coincidences, but rather it's a tapestry of events that culminate in an exquisite, sublime plan. Ask about the loss of his dear friend,Dean Kansky, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author and executive editor of the New York Times, described Jonathan as a changed man in the last days of his life. Things were clearer for him, Kansky noted. Ultimately, Jonathan concluded that if we are to live life in harmony with the universe, we must all possess a powerful faith in what the ancients used to call fatum, what we currently refer to as destiny.
I guess I'm just gonna try and find him or something.
No, you know what? I don't think you should do that. I really don't.
Well, what do you think I should do?
I think you should just be here. I feel it. I feel it in the air.
Hey, what's happened to you? You've become your own worst nightmare right there.
Hey, please, put a jacket on. It's freezing out here.